draw by your muscles.
However, at our Hammond base, we learn beyond that. Not only may a person not own his own chametz on Pesach, on the pain of Vayirah by Yemotze, but even possible to violate Vayirah by Yemotze without owning chametz. Raisa, which we already learned last week quickly, says in the key line for us on the 10th line of our payment days with a small olive. However, at our Hamid Beis, we learn beyond that. Not only may a person not own his own chametz on Pesach, on the pain of Vayirah by Yemotze, but even possible to violate Vayirah by Yemotze without owning chametz. Raisa, which we already learned last week quickly, says in the key line for us on the 10th line of our payment days with a small element. Yochol Yatmin Vikabel Pikdonos Min Anochri Tamalomar Lo Yimotze. Based on the Pasuk of Lo Yimotze, a person may not have chometz which belongs to a guy which he is responsible for as a shomer and a pikadon on Pesach. And Rashi has a very important comment here. Rashi says, Tamad lama lo yimotze asa lecho hatzmona sh'af hi b'chlal v'tziyah asa lecho shalachayrim t'hocha lo k'siv lecho lo yirah lecho chavet. That's true, right? But the pasuk also says, "Shivas yamim, saor lo yimatzei b'boteichem." That's telling yimatzei l'cha l'chem. Lo yimatzei. The fact that the word l'cha is not found in that context indicates, says Rashi, that a person can be in violation of lo yimotze, even though the chametz is not his. But, as we shall see, this applies to a situation which is known as kabbalas achrayos, with a measure of responsibility. If a guy walks into my house carrying a sandwich or a cookie, so it's not just a pshat that I'm an onus, I can't help it, so if I throw him out, that it's beyond my control. No. Even if I allow him in there, I'm not in violation of my own by Yemotze. And here, it doesn't say lecha or lochem, so therefore it should apply even to the guy's cookie in his hand. No. That's not even called motzui. Motzi means it is motzi biyodcha, quote, found in your hand. If the guy gave it to you and you accept the responsibility, which we'll see soon, then it's called motzi biyodcha. If not, then we assume that not. Okay. That's the key line. Tamad lomar lo yimotze. I think Gemara tries to distinguish between a guy who's under your control and a guy who's not under your control. A guy literally whom you conquered, a guy who lives with you in the chotzer. Comes out at the end, there's really no distinction. It's a matter of the whole sugya in the Gemara, you'll see in a minute. This way, that way. But at the end, it comes out there's no difference really. Then the Gemara introduces the idea of b'chol gevulecha. It's not limited to your home. It applies to your entire estate, if you will. A front yard, a backyard, a side yard. B'chol gevulecha. Then the Gemara says, which we saw already last week, Sa'ar, Sa'ar, Lekzera, Shavim. All this is part of this long brisa. So Nodav Yehuda uses to great advantage. Sa'ar, Sa'ar, Lekzera, Shavim. You derive one thing from the other. That's the end of the brisa. It's a long, long brisa, about 5 or 6 parts. Which we already read last week. It's now an introduction to the sugya which we're beginning today, the sugya of Pikadim. Before we can begin the sugya, we never read this from the first Omar Mar to the second. That's just a technicality. Let's learn that right now. Okay, so that's what we left off the Gemara. We never got a chance to read this. I don't think we read it, Mishim, alright? I'm not going to say we never read this Omar Mar. Omar Mar, Ein Li'ala Shvenachish Lo Kivshasa. Ve'en Sharim Ha'Bachatza. Ve'en Sharim Ha'Bachatza. Nachish ha-kibshasa v'sharm ha-chabachasa v'inayin ha-melomar lo yimotze. Frank the Gemara, kalap elaya. That's an interesting expression, kalap elaya. Rashi says in the very last two lines, see, last two lines in the narrow lines. Kalap elaya, shtei milos kalap eheicha nota da vazeh. Ho-ibcha mistabre. Nachish ha-kibshasa mistabre da osur tvei. Laya heichan. What's going on? You're going in the wrong direction. April. Says Rashi, "Ain li adasa lebenachas shekim shas adav bedu mishu shachot. Noch mishalok shas adav nayin tavolomar lo yimotze. Lo ksiv lo timta. Avol lo yimotze the gami mashma. That's abayin. Rabban the olam lo teiv. Va'areisha kol. Goes back to the beginning of the brisa. Shalchoy ataroa. Avol ataroa shalachayim shalgavoa. Ain li adabenachas shalok shaso." It's still mutter. Tamaloma lo yimotze. Whoa, lo yimotze. Frank the Gemara. Vahaitana mahadara atayrav and asa lakro li yisura. I want to try to bring a riot to Kula, because it's a pasuk lo yimotze, which we know before, so it's a pasuk lo chumra. No, it's the Gemara. Shum jenema lakho lakho, terei zimni, Rashi. Ubishani la tera kanasula, it's the fifth wide line. Shim should never be gvulun bisor lachol achotrezim, the lachol achos or bachol gulecha, shiva seven, the pashas were eight. So the lachol achomets, the lachol achos or bachol gulecha, the pashas both. The main winyan lahai lachol be gvulun the gabi riyah, the for umr, the name winyan the lo yimate. Drosh be lo yimate lachol, after mati etlacha. For hain and shor imcha ka aminala. Ein chametz aser lmk shalcha abba the motzei shalom vahu lacha the chametz lo chachashiv the sar b'chametz mitzvah tzrichi kama bebeit nav zayin chad v'chayv lo yolof. So it's not 3 psukim, it's 2 psukim, and they teach you this din lakula. Okay, any questions? Yes, no. Lacha lacha, there's 2 miyutim, 1 miyut.
Why is it
Layamate at first glance means a pasuk which goes lachumra. Now you're trying to bring a cool over here. You're trying to say that even a nachri, who you've conquered and it was with you in the field in your yard, still is permissible. You're trying to prove a point lachula, but the pasuk that you quoted is a point which is lachumra. It's going on the wrong direction. That was the Gemara's question. Gemara said that's from really from lacha. Right, lecha trays in there. Okay? This is just really, tomorrow goes to the technical drush. Now we start the real sugi, just in the nick of time. Okay? And then now we officially start the new topic of the Ma'am HaKol Mashiach, am I correct? Till now it's officially part of the old topic. Where's my sheet? Yeah. Very fine. Now we officially begin where it says at the bottom of your page, Pikodim. Now, I want to say that I'm aware of the fact that some of the Talmidim, especially those who took the Bechina first this morning, maybe a little bit behind, didn't have a chance to prepare all the Ma'am HaKamas. Well, I hope that you'll have a chance to make it up tonight or tomorrow morning if you put in the extra time, because I would like you to be ahead of me and behind me, okay? I'd like to. Well, let's first do the Gemara and the Rashi. I assume that almost all of you saw the Gemara Rashi. If not, well, we'll do it together. Amar Mar. I put over Omar Mar Yochel, not that his name is Yochel, Omar Mar Yochel, but two Omar Mar, that's why we say what's done over here in the Mar Makom Yochel. Omar Mar Yochel, the first wide line of the payment base. Yochel Yatman V, Kabbal Pitonis, Men Anachim, Tabal Omar, Lo Yivotzi. Sure, that's the key line we're focusing on. Harvard Ratio. Shalchoya Tirova Taro Shalachem Shalgavoa. Lo Kash. How the Kabbal Aleyat writes. How the low Kabbal Aleyat writes. As I mentioned to you before, the critical criterion is, was it the Kabbal Aleyat or not? Did he accept responsibility for the object for the Chometz or did he not? Proof. Kyodam Aleyu Rabba Levnei Mechuzo. Be'iru Chamira de Bnei Chela Mibatayf. Eliminate the Chometz of the Bnei Chela. What's Bnei Chela? Soldiers. Anshei Chayel. Chayalim. Mi batayf from your homes. Why? Kev on the ilu mignav the ilu mitbat. Bishu saichu koi ubi isu lishlumi kidil chon domi. Since if a case gets lost, you're going to have to pay for it. It's considered as if it's yours. Rashi b'chuzi v'shal rova b'nei chela gaya shal v'esanadach v'mashilim tikkun torah v'mizonasei ala yoros. Period. So the Gemara states explicitly what we mentioned to a little bit earlier. Here's a key critical distinction. Do we say it is a pshat that it's used mekabelach rights, that it's considered as if it's his? That's prohibited. But if you did not mekabelach rights, then it's permissible. Says the Gemara, it's
fine. Seems to imply that the city was obligated to feed the people. The language of the Gemara seems to me that they were storing, the army quartermaster came to the house and said, okay, you're holding X amount of food to the army, you're holding X amount of food. So why does Rashi say, feeding the people is another thing, all Yoros should be storing? Isn't that the whole part of the Gemara that you're storing the guys' stuff? Not that it's yours to get feeding the people, because you're getting a minute, you're getting the Pesach stuff.
I think it's
because I think it's always going to be a correct shot.
It
doesn't say story here at all. Right. No, Tikkun Torah. What's Torah was going to say? Let's see what Rabbi Yochanan will say. Hey, my Pekina is a Chavad Shalhan Vada Yisrael. They brought their own food and they said, you cook it, right? You gave them kamach and said, you make us food. Right? That's the pshat.
I agree with you, that's the pshat. Rashi means that.
Why? It's a Rashi means too.
He doesn't say that. He said, you're taking Torah from the not saying
what does the word Torah mean?
I prepared an interview as opposed to having to eat the field of a food or a vegetable.
No. They had the obligation of being Torah. That the Jewish cooks and bakers to make them dinner. Yeah, yeah. They provided the flour, they provided
the
meat.
As
far as this?
Chamira de
Mechelo.
What's not a shadow? That's exactly the Gemara shadow. Since the Jew is responsible, as the Jew loses the flour or the cake or the bread, he's going to have to pay for it. That's what they call Kabbalah Sacharias. That's exactly what the Gemara says. What's the question? It's Pasha. The Pshat and the Gemara is Pasha. There are complications. We haven't gotten to them yet. So far, we're supposed to be Pasha. We'll come to the complications later.
Because the way you're interpreting the Pshat and Rashi, it sounds like so the guy came over to the Jew, he has flour, fear he can't make this up.
Right.
Did you offer anything for that?
No. It's in his house.
Yes.
What should we be?
It's a short time. He gives you
so much.
You should lose things in a minute, a second.
Flour is like the company.
Yeah. Well, we'll come to our flour later. The bottom line is, if flour is not coming, you're baking it, the bread becomes coming.
Yeah.
You want to go baked matzah, you lose your head. In other words, they didn't have a choice. They couldn't say, I don't want to be bothered. That was just the way the system worked.
So what about getting stolen?
You're stolen in 1 minute. Leave your car on Amsterdam Avenue. Let's go by. So come on. So not to the point. Let's go. If you hold the machlokas in shots, not necessarily in the sechta psochim. If you look at the side, it's Tayyar to look at the Tosfos, to look at later on in Pesachim, let's see. So I've tested the bay, not to give you the whole lineup. Found in Ksuvis. We learned last year with Ksuvis. We learned last year there's no Ksuvis. Sure. It's about Bekamas and Shavuos. It's in many places in Shas, this concept. If you're Dover HaGorim, Lemomun, Kimomun, Domi. Fine. Then we understand why it's prohibited. What does it mean, Dover HaGorim, Lemomun, Kimomun, Domi? What do the words mean? So Rashi is very cryptic, very brief over here. Rabbi Shimon, come along. Baba Kama, Kodshim Shechayev, Bachri Yusin, Chayev. What does it mean, Kodshim Shechayev, Bachri Yusin? If you have a korban, you can do one of two ways, a neder or a nu, nedova. Neder is hare olai, nedova is hare zu. Different if the animal dies. If you say hare or gets lost, if you say hare olai, you are responsible. Say hare zu. I gave this animal over. This animal didn't make it, so now leave me alone. So if you're chayev achrayis, that's called the dov neder. It's called kashim shechayev achrayusim. Okay. So Rabbi Shimon says, Baba Kama, kashim shechayev achrayusim chayev. Rashi doesn't say chayev for what? You have to look up the Gemara. Take a look. Thank you. And if I and Aleph from a base, Baba Kama. Shula Baba Kama here with Meruba. Shula Meruba some years back. No, Avram, we learned this together. What does it say there? Ayin Aleph Med Beis. 7 years ago? That's right. 7 years ago, so we learned it. Here it is. Huh? 8 years ago by now, no?
Yeah.
8 years, wow. Past the statute of limitations, huh? Can't ask any questions. Okay. Alright. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Kodshim Shechayev Achayusim Chayev. So Rashi says, Gonav, Ganov, Shegonav, Kodshim Yibes Bailim. Yiddish? Chutzpah. He steals the korban. Nothing is holy anymore. They come, they steal from the synagogue, from the church. They steal from everywhere now. Times are hard. Yeah. Im kiblem balav alav v'achrayas k'matom ha'arayis olai ola v'hiprishzu, he said aray olai, not harayzu, chayev what? L'shalem kefil. The ganav has to pay kefil. The apal gav d'lav didehu ela de hekdesh, even if it's not really his, it belongs to hekdesh. Kevin the gorem l'mamonu. Why? D'imis biyodo. If the animal dies under his hand, then he will have to pay it to replace the animal to satisfy his neder. That's called Dover HaGorom LaMamon KiMamon Domi. A perfect case that what we call a shtickle ownership on it. Why? Because I have a financial responsibility. If I lose it, someone takes it from me, then I'm going to be responsible to make good. And therefore, we say it's as if it's mine. It's not really mine. It's treated as if it's mine. Now let's go back to chametz. It's not really mine. The bread is not really mine. It belongs to Uncle Sam, right? Uncle Sam gives me the bread. You do me a favor. Give me the bread. You give it out to the GIs, right? So you have to give it to the soldiers. It's not really my. It's not my chametz. But if the chametz will get stolen, I'll have to pay. It's a shtickel mine, right? The same is over there. It's enough mine. As they got to pay me kefil, so here it's enough mine. So be chayav by yomase. That's exactly the analogy of the Gemara by introducing this discussion of Dabar Galam, which has its origins in Baba Kama, other areas of the Nashim, Zinkin, and finds its way here into Masechta Pesach. Yes.
What is the Dabar?
Dabar, an item.
What is the
comments? Yeah, the comments. It's gore at the moment. It causes me a monetary obligation. Because if it gets lost, I have to make it up. The dover, the cake, the cookies, it's gore at the moment. Cause money. When you cause money, cause me a monetary obligation if it gets lost. So it's kimamo. It's as if I have a violence at some level over the cake. Same as over there by the curb. Dover, gore at the moment, because if it gets lost, it causes me a financial obligation. It's kimamanus, as if it's my cow, and therefore if you steal it, you have to pay me kaper. That's the gemara, that's the comparison. Beautiful comparison. Fine. So that's good. El, the man, the yama, love, love, kimaman, dovi, ma'ikal, the meimar. Then we don't understand. Why should you be chayav in kibbutz of achrayis? It's not yours. Answering why shani hop. The yama, lo yimatzi. Oh, special reaver, lo yimatzi. Lo yimatzi comes to tell you, it's not really yours. Ordinarily, it's just not considered yours. But for these purposes of Bayamate, we treat it as yours. Not more turns the tables. Ikdami faker. Honey, Ramadabagal, Ramalat, Kamaladami. Hide of this trip, Loyimate. Now we understand what we need it for. Rashi. Vishindabal, Malat, Kamaladami. This trip will crawl the main mind of Gabi Chomets via Mitzah. Fine. El, the Mandiava, Kamaladami, Loyimate, Lamali. It's trip. Why is trip? What do you need it for? Sadarada Chamina. Hovachi ise hodar ve'ene lav reshuse koi kamash malon. What does that mean? Rashi. Hovachi ise hodar hu gufe lemore ve'ene. This very piece of cake, go back to its original owner. Vizeadai lo never. It wasn't lost. So therefore we say, what do you mean? Dabra garam lemamun kemamadavi. No. The object wasn't lost yet. It could theoretically cause an obligation. But meanwhile, it hasn't caused any obligation yet. So therefore, you might have thought, even though Darba or Gorl and Lomans Kimama, that's only after it gets lost, which we'll see presently. But if, as long as the object is still around, you wouldn't apply the principle of Kimama Dali. Says Rashi, Vaita, Vichyamar, Rav Shimon, Lahu, Hecha Deinu Vien, Kagon, Gabe Gonev, Kachim, Shayu, Abalam, Chayam, Machayusa, as we just saw before the Baba Kama, Omer, Rabbi Shimon, Afal pish ein kefil lehekdish tchsiv reveu below lehekdish. Ocha chayav. The kevah the zeh chayav v'yachu yusuf. Reeu karina bay. Dohogorom lo lis chayav mamin. Yes, he's causing me an obligation to pay the hekdish. And therefore, if you steal it from me, then at that very moment that it's stolen, boom, I don't have it anymore. The obligation to pay goes into effect. And therefore, at that very moment that you stole it, you chayav to pay me kefil. The same minute that you steal it, that's the minute that I'm chayav, that's the minute you have to pay me kefil.
What's
the second part, Rashi? Tell you. There's a second part. Shir only when you have it gets lost before it's ever. That's right. Only when it gets lost. That's what the Gemara suggests. Okay. Kamash malon. What do you mean kamash malon? No. That even though in this case the chametz hasn't been lost at all, the chametz is still lying around the pantry, the bread box. Nevertheless, it's considered mine to the point that I'm in violation of my own by emotion. Not completely mine, but it's enough mine that I'm in violation of my own by emotion. That's the end of the first part of the sugi. Any questions?
So, yeah. How is this different than shomer?
This is a shomer. This is a shomer.
Same thing.
Yeah, this guy's a shomer. That's exactly what he is. He's a shomer. And a shomer is chayav to and by emotion. Why? One of two reasons. Either because, well, I think it back. It's one reason. Lo yimatze. What does lo yimatze accomplish? So, if you're gorn laman is lav kemaman, so you, lo yimatze is everything. Without that, you have nothing. If you're kizi is kemaman, that you might say it's only applied when?
No.
When the object is gone, and now you the obligation that caused really came into effect. So then we say, oh, stole my cow. And you caused me an obligation, so now I'm saying I'm a viable of the cow with respect to the fact. Now you stole my cow, you gotta pay me kefil. But as long as the bread is lying there on the table, what do you mean it could cause an obligation? But meanwhile, it hasn't. So therefore, I'm not considered a bialim, you would have thought. Kamash malo yimate, no. I'm still considered someone of a bialim. I think about push-up shot. Now another Gemara push-up shot. There are complications which we've left behind, we're coming back, don't worry about it. So I want to read the Gemara of Rashi first, then I think it's what the Talmid mostly prepared, and then we'll discuss a little bit some of the pratim and the sugya back, primarily enough. Hey, with Vaves, and we have time to another one out as well. Okay. Says the Gemara. Bomine me rubber. Behemas Arnuna Chayevas with Khora O Ain Chayevas with Khora. What is this? Rashi. Arnuna Hamelech no tell Isur mina behema o mina tvur. Tax. I'm told that in the modern Hebrew they use the word Arnuna. No? Anyone in the Eretz Yisrael?
I don't know.
Arnuna they call it. Some kind of tax or lien or something?
Yeah. apartments.
Apartments, right. It says it's on the bills. It says Arnona. I saw it when I was there. They stole it at Hay, probably. Because they, you know, everything's Hebraic size. But the Gemara Pesachim. I said, I know this. It's a Gemara Pesachim. I don't know how much you have to pay, but it said something about some kind of tax. Got to pay the Iriyah. The Hay, what does it say? So what does it mean? The Gemara government takes here, they took 10% of the Behema, 10% of the grain. So now, Chayav is a Chor or not. If you can pay in cash, you're vada chayav. Rashi. Chayav is with chora the kaimalon kol shiyad nochri be'emza peturim and abachora shenema ki li kol b'chora b'yisrael. Avalo ba'acherim. And almost if Goy has any shaykhas in the world, slightest thing, we pata from b'chora. For example, what do you do with b'zman hazeh? Today, if you have an animal of what's called behema amavakeris, you're a farmer. You have an animal that's expecting b'sha'a tova, the first child. And your friend's going to be a male, and the male is going to be a b'chor. A b'chor is a disaster nowadays. What do you do with it? Can't be back of it, because we have never, we have no Beit HaMikdash. What do you do with it? So we just read it on Shmini Atzeres. What may you not do with it?
Lo sabo
b'chor sharecha, v'lo sagor b'chor sanecha. When I was a young man, growing up in Queens, I had a Rebbe, who was the Rebbe Shmaryo Shulman. I don't know if you know, he's a big Eluy. My father arranged me to learn with him. Before my mitzvah, I was after mitzvah too. He told me that he was growing up in America. I think he was the first, what was his claim to fame? I think he was the first Musbach of Neri Yisrael, or the first American Musbach. He's a big Machabas, so a big Talmud Chacham. He told me when he was growing up, I think somewhere down in the farm, the Baltimore, Washington area, he remembers once he saw what we call today a hippie-like animal running around the farm. It's a hippie. They couldn't shave his, they couldn't cut his hair. It was a b'chor, and they forgot, they didn't take the proper precaution. There's nothing to do with it. Mamas, you can't do a thing. You can't work it, and you can't cut its hair. So it just runs wild. What happens ultimately? What they say in expression, break a leg, right?
Yeah.
So it breaks a leg, and then it becomes a what? A baal mum. And what do you do with a baal mum? What do you do with a baal mum? You can be pulled there, the whole discussion, polemic doshim, but then you can do something with it. But before that, you're completely stuck. What do we do to get out of it? The famous rule is, if you have a behemoth of a carrot, a woman, a behemoth is pregnant, expecting a first child, you sell part of the animal to the goy. It was a tradition. They sold the ear. I don't know where that came from. They sold the ear of the animal to the goy. And it's enough. And he shouldn't for skol shum part of the chor. The most possible home. Yes, Dave.
No.
Oh, come on. The ASPCA. We have to do it in a hurry. Unnecessary sections. Come on. Now look at the Clinton economics health package with the veterinarians. Forget about it. That's just not that. Much easier to sell the ear to a guy. So in our case, they probably forgot to sell the ear to the guy. But if there's a whole discussion. Where's used to mechiras chametz? You know, that's the whole literature, mechiras chametz. You don't find so much of mechiras chametz in the Rishon. You know, you do find mechiras b'chor. You find it all over the place. In the Sefer Bechor, at the beginning, a whole discussion, how they sell it to us, how they sell the animal to the goy, and then they buy it back, and they sell pot, and they go, so the whole discussion about how you sell it. Actually, the sugya about how a goy can be called, which we'll be discussing later on in the Mechiras Chametz, it's found in Bechor, if I'm not mistaken. I think that's Yud Gimel. It's all discussion over there. That how do you sell metalchon to a goy, depends on how you sell it to a Jew. O'Connor miyada misecha, Potsdam's a Pash Bar. Misecha's the Kesef, so the Goy is the Meshicha. And Misecha's the Meshicha, the Goy is the Kesef. Just Ibcha, whatever. The other way. Because the whole Sugya has to come to Misecha the Bechor. But not for now. So we want to know over here, if the Eder Zeshi is Suro Shalmelech Besocho, Chayemes of Bechor, Lost is Lekona Bechor, Shalem Olo, that's the Shalem. The Motsi Misalek, Leila Nachi Bemoth, Lothi Boyle, Lost Rashi, the Kayman, the Akati, Lozocho, Nachi Behen, Vidino in a kavua behind Yosemite Mos, Ekalamei Malo, Yitan Lo Behemoth, Lelo Mos, hey! He has no claim on the actual behemoth, it's just a monetary interest. So pay him money, and meanwhile the end of the behemoth will be considered in Jewish hands completely, and therefore you have to be, treat the Bechor appropriately. Says the Gemara, Ki kavi boil on hechad lo mati masadra mezuzi. My. Amalahu p'tura. Sure enough, Atanya Chayevis. You say p'tura, but I learned in the Brayta Chayevis. It's a trap question. I feel trapped already. He said, what do you say p'tura? Oh, p'tura, I learned in the Brayta Chayevis. Answer the Gemara, hasam the mati masadra. That's the case of mati masadra mezuzi, which we discussed before. Ikadami amarava behemoth anuna p'tura manabachorah. The afal gav the moti misalikle. Wow! Till now we thought such a case is certainly would be chayev. Now the mother of a radical chiddush. Even in that case, he would be put. Rashi. The afal gav the moti misalikle. It's called kamad lo salke. Yodo shaycha be behemus. It's called yad nachim yatsi. Meanwhile, it's a shaycha. It's not the many shaychas in the world.
Stolen or lost.
It's enough to pop.
To the
shaykh,
he wasn't paid
more, therefore he doesn't have a shaykh. But then the animal was born already. When the animal was born, so there was a shaykh.
No, he wasn't paid more, therefore he doesn't have a shaykh.
Too late. There's no dechiva since the beginning of that point. Now, connection. Connection to the connection to the animal. Even though he could have been misalik, but you weren't at that point. So therefore, his connection is enough to pop from Bechor. In contrast, he says, Anuna Chayavis Bechala, the Yafagat Lo Mati Misalakle. Punk Faket, even though what? Lo Mati Misalakle. Why? My timer. Behema is La Kola, Iso Les La Kola. So something that says in the Rabbon. Rashi? Isa Anuna Chayavis Afagat, Isa Naki Petura, Vaoka Yisra Balochala, the Ariso Se Chemsiv, Zu Chayavis Theas La Kola, Varoa Omer Shalohi. The maritime shell. Abu Behema is la kala. Everyone knows he sold it to a guy. But the Tanya Chayevis be Isu with the Tanya. That answers the original question. It's all about Isu, not talking about the case of Behema. Fine. Again, a rather straightforward Gemara. Now comes the hardest Gemara for today.
Question.
Yes?
If Rashi seems to portray Gemara that it's maritime, but how is the Gemara? How is the Gemara for the Rabbana? Why is the maritime made the Rabbana?
There is. Tana Rabbana.
That's true.
Yeah. Nachrish and Nichus the Chatzera shall Yisrael. Ubtake all the Yoda. Ein Zokuk Levar. Leave it be. Rashi. Loas Kiku, the Hotzi, as Anochim and Abbas, and need to kick the guy out of your house, Kidamora. Avata Roa Shalachay. It's not a problem. Listen, here's it gets very tricky. Here's the hard part. So that was easy. If Kido Etzlo Zokul Levar, Rashi, if Kido Etzlo Vikibel Olav Achrayas, because the first of Ozil, then it's Zokul Levar. If you become Achrayas, you have to get rid of it. That's the same as the price of the payment base. Yichay Lo Bayis, this is the hardest line in the Sugis right here, this one line. Yichay Lo Bayis, pay attention please, Yichay Lo Bayis, hey Zokul Levair. The problem, of course, is an obvious problem. What's it going on? Shenem Eloyim Otze. Rashi. Yichid lo bayis kolomar lo kiblo olam. You hear Rashi's shot? He was not a Kabbalah Christ. Hello, Amalei, are you a bayis lefanecha? Hanach biyachas min azavios. Leave it in one of the corners of my home. Then ain't Zokuk Levair. Says Lo Yimotze. My comma. What's the price we're talking about? Omar HaPapa. Areshakoi. It refers back to the Yichud to the Resha. Vachi comma. Hifkido Etzlo Zokuk Levair. Shenemar. Lo Yimotze. What does that mean? It says Nachish and Yichas Levchatzera Shal Yisrael Vatzeka V'yodah Ein Zog Levar. Okay. If Kido Ein Zog Levar Shenem Awad Lo Yimote. The words Lo Yimote are in the wrong place. Then it says Yichas Levar Ein Zog Levar. Period. I don't know if they actually transpose the words in a literal sense of a kind of a chesura mechesura, but That's what it means. Lo yimate is dachwat, a chumra kula. So it's a chumra. So it refers to what? The three dinim in the brisa. It refers to the second, which is the only dinim, which is matmir. So lo yimate does not refer to the third dinim, which is the simple pshat that you read it at first glance. It refers to the second din. Second din. Fine. Rav Hashem alam ha'aseh. The pashat track goes in the, I'm sorry, goes in the third din. How does it work? Look very carefully. Look what it says. Bach kama. Yichel lo bayis en zokul levar shenemar lo yimotze. But don't stop the word yimotze. Oh no. Oh no. Keep reading. What's the next word? Bivoteche. V'hol lavdi dehu. The nachri ki ma'ayil the base of the nafshe ko ma'ayil. That's what it means. Lo yimotze. Not lo yimotze stam. Lo yimotze bivoteche. That's what it means. Rashi. My come if you have a lot of money, you must save a lot of money, Masha, and Motsi Biotka, the whole Kev, the whole Hainu, the Kabbalah of Christ, the Havi Kiddi Day. Okay. Fourth Rashi. So it says over there, so the Gemara says we will take it. But here, nope. The guy is bringing it into his own house. Says the Gemara, the name of the Schiwas Kanya. Wait a minute, wait a minute. See that Schiwas is Kanya. What does Schiwas Kanya mean? That if somebody rents from me, it's considered what? As if it's his, the person who rented it. Rentals is a very significant halach. Schiwas Kanya. Therefore, over here in this case, if Goy was Socher, as if it's in the Goy's house and it's Mutter. Frank the Gemara. Even if you're permitted to rent to a guy, but you may not sell to him. Why? Excuse me. You may not rent it for a dwelling place. You rent a field to till the soil. Not a dwelling place. Why are you bringing a guy Shavodazar into there? It's not allowed. Look, Rashi. You can rent to a guy. There's a garage, a storage house. Not to live there. Why? Because they put their idols in there. Question. You know any Jews in real estate? You do know one or two, probably. So how's a Jew in real estate? You're having your house, hasn't it? And I bought a door. Oh, so those 11 deep up in the sea, that was when?
Two years ago.
So we've quoted at some post, say that our skewer is not the same as their skewer. Their skewer is very, very flimsy. You know, for example, the Gemara from Matia. I rent you my house, then I have a problem. What problem? My house falls in. So I kick you out of the house I rented to you. Just imagine that. You rent the house somewhere, and the landlord says, excuse me, but my house, my roof sprang a leak, I'm kicking you out. You can't do that. The our skewer is not the same as theirs. It could be our skewer is yes, kind of. Rav Shach, I didn't say, but I mentioned the time. Avi Ezri. Yeah, that's Chiddush, that our Schir is different than theirs. It's a Rosh above a Messiah, but that's again just making cryptic references because we're not learning above a Messiah now. But here, that's the question what our real estate people do.
But
ours are stronger than theirs? Right, ours are stronger than theirs. Because ours, it cannot be terminated. The land has a problem. He stays there to leave. What we call skewers is more than skewers. That's the point. We call it more than skewers. Let's go on. Some say that. Let's go on. Big problem. Let's go on. The East, again, is that a serious kanya, ki kamayel the basis in afshay kamayel. If you'll say serious kanya, what's the problem? He's bringing it to his own house. He rented it. Answer the Gemara. Shani ocha da'afki rachmona b'loshem lo yimotze v'shemotze b'yotcha. Yotzezeh shenemotze b'yotcha. End of the sugya. It's derived from yimotze, yimotze b'yotcha. And that's the critical criterion. When it comes to chomet, that's the criterion. You don't have to come on to schiwas kind in the full sense. The question of access, right? So who's motze b'yotcha? We discussed this. There's a b'kol chayim about this Gemara, which we spent time about. We went back on our dalet. Not going to repeat it right now. That's what it says. The Rashi says, Shein Matzah B'yotcha, Sherei Osa Zavis Misura L'Nach. The court's given over to the Goy, and it's not, give it over. Shein Matzah B'yotcha, give it over. Any questions? Bit of the Gemara and Rashi is relatively tame. This Amud Gemara, it's not that hard. The problems begin, we look at the other Rishon, quite a number of problems in the sugya. First, I think even those who were not in the shiur, only by the Messiah, weren't even in the yeshiva, still know that there's more than one kind of shomer in this world. Suva says here also, it actually comes all the time. How many kinds of shomer are there in the world?
Four?
Maybe three. Well, there are three types of three dine shomer. There's a case called a socher, a renter, the machlokas and the tanoim. Where did he fit in? What are the famous three? The shomachina, the shomach socher, and the shoel. Shomachina was only chayev in what? Shia. She fell asleep. Shomachina only chayev shia. Shomach socher is chayev what? Neva veda. And shoel is chayev for what? Alt and everything except for mesa machmas malach. Why is Nes and Nachas Malacha different? Who knows? We look up a cat, but we look Subas. We have the Ramban, the famous Ramban. We got everything in the span of less than a year. Okay. Yes. Oh, it's in effect Shias Ha Mafkin. You should have told him, don't ride this car uphill.
On the rocky ground.
Right. Don't take this donkey into a mountain. He didn't say it. You see what he was capable of doing it. It was a din Torah. We had a guest shiur. No one knows that. It's Lechab. We had a guest shiur in our shul. We open up a guest shiur and people come and Meretz Yisrael. I want to make a little bit of money and emphasize a little bit and of course, as long as they're honest and they're okay, I invite everybody. It's an open door. The last week we had a man named Rabbi Friedman, Rabbi Chanoch Friedman, originally from Chicago, and now he's a Rosh Kol in Hanov, and his brother used to be a Rebbe in Karen B'Yavne, and his presently Rebbe in Chicago, in the yeshiva there, in the Beis Medrash Torah. And he's aside from being a Rosh Kol, he's also a Dayan, a great lie, I gotta tell you. He said, that's a good question. Good question.
They
don't have one yet. I don't know. Maybe they'll offer your candidacy. So he said it at the Shiri game. They're going to talk about some of the Torah, because they have to do with Parshas Noach and the Ochas Gezel and the Smaller as Chomas. So the guy who says, it's an Ochas Rosh HaTavis. Chassidim, Misnagdim, Father, Chomas. He went on in my shul last week. drive a shift, and it's hard to teach an old horse new tricks. And I did a little, so far I'm still, I don't know how to do it. Okay. So what happened was that he rented the car for 2 days, and he got it back. So I used the word, stripped the gears. I'm not sure what that means. So it came out, it was broken. So the mafkid says to the shomer, you are a poshea. So, I mean, you have to use the clutch, is that the right word?
Yeah.
Not clutch, clutch. The guy's a clutch, didn't use the clutch, and he broke the car to pay me. And he said, I did it right, it just broke by itself. I didn't do anything wrong. And I didn't tire about his bed. It's a very long dish, it didn't tire. Use the word, strip the gears.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what that means. So it came out, it was broken. So the mafkid says to the shomer, you are a poshea. So, I mean, you have to use the clutch, is that the right word?
Yeah.
Not clutch, clutch. The guy's a clutch, didn't use the clutch, and he broke the car to pay me. And he said, I did it right, it just broke by itself. I didn't do anything wrong. And I didn't tire about his bed. It was a very long dish, it didn't tire. We don't know who's right. Suffolk Macy said, they just died Machas Malacha. I don't know anything wrong. Suffolk Macy Machas Malacha. So who's the Muchzuk and who is this and the back and forth and the Shvua? It was a very long dish, it didn't tire. At the end of the person was Papa. Because I'm not going to be able to write, I know the bottom line is not a sec, but it was complicated. We learned that mafkid 2 years ago. We should know this. Anyway, most of you weren't in the shiur then, so you're off the hook. So let's remind me of this. Sorry?
How could you not be able
to?
He doesn't know how to drive it.
No, he doesn't know how to drive it. I wasn't referring against me. No. I would lose shiur then, sorry. Demonstrate you know how to drive a shift car. And if he demonstrated, he knew how to drive it. So I drove the same way his car. I said, no! My car was good, you didn't drive it that way. Then you were driving,
on-site.
It's an interesting question. I mean, for those who just know a little bit some of the pilpulim, the din is that even though it's a motzi mechavel of haraya, there's a concept called bitoch she'eni yochel lishova mishalem, right? And there's a question of if you take an oath, if you don't have to minister oaths, but then some say that bitoch only applies if it's what we call through Gilgul. Remember, Gilgul means you can't swear Shana Bishusi. And Agaveh, you also swear that the Lofa Shati, etc., etc. But here there's no Gilgul because the car is right there. The Hulk. The car was there. Just the inside, the kishkas were broken, but the car was there. No, you swear Shana Bishusi. You may tell the Shwud Rabban. Shwud Rabban, you don't say Bitol. I don't remember, but the Machab, it's a Ramon. That's where some of it started. Anyway, let's go back to our own Inyan.
How does Farsha?
Oh, we have a klal of psak. No one gets his own psak. The rule is that the Ben Paskin is a unit.
You don't find out what the dissenting opinion says.
No, that's a good question. Because the Machlokes Mechaba and the Ramah, so it really should depend not upon the Dayanim, it should depend upon the litigants. Interesting. I don't know what happened. Because the Mechaba passed one way, the Ramah passed another way, so you should ask him. I pass it. Yes, right. The Pashas is that way. You should follow the rules, Pashkanazim, with the Ramon, and follow them to the Bechal. That's the Pashas. Okay. So we all know that there's three kinds of Shomer, right? Shomer Chinam, Shomer Sofer, and Shoel. And Sofer is one of them. What type of Achrayas is required to be in violation of Bayroa Bayimot? Rabosai. There are three possibilities. Shavachina, it's Achrayas of Shia. Shomer Socha, Achrayas Neva Veda. Or Shoh is Achrayas Onsa. There are three logical possibilities. So which one of them is right? All. Right, exactly so. Elu, Dibra Lakim Chai. All three Shinas are found in the Rosh. The Rosh, and look at the Bach, look at the Karma Sai, you'll see, look on the Ma'am Karma, he says there are three sheets. How many saw the Rosh inside? I just want to get an idea how many people are prepared here. How many saw the Rosh? Not all that many. Okay, we won't, you look at the Rosh on your own. We'll discuss the loveliness of the Rosh without seeing the Rosh inside at the present moment. The loveliness really also goes back to the discussions from 2 years ago. We learned Baba Metzion. That's really, it comes up as direct result of that. I mean, the Pashas, all Achrayas. Why? What's the difference, one or the other? What's the difference? I mean, it's just a matter of a difference in degree, not a difference in kind. So, Bash, any kind of Achrayah should be enough to slap on your Bayra by your Matze. Who remembers the Yisod, which we discussed 2 years ago, which would explain why, for some reason, the din of Shalmachina would be insufficient to produce a Chiyuv by Rabbi Yamatzeh. The famous, very famous Shita. Sure. According to some opinions, it seems to be perhaps even the majority opinion, the only time you're chayiv is if you accept achrayat of Geneva Vavet, or Onz. But if you accept achrayat of Pshia only, that's not considered achrayat. Why not? Oh, what did you say? Who said it? Oh, that's it. He wasn't even here. Maybe you were, I don't remember. Second edge. Poshea is mitam mazik. Poshea is a mazik. It's the famous Shita Rambam. The Rambam says that although a person is only chayav from a talsman, ki yitanisharei o kesef o kelim nishmor, but on karka yapotter b'tora shmir, that only applies to Gnei Raveda Beyonce. But on karka yachayav b'shem poshea, and the Rambam explains, she poshea mitam o midin mazik, at the Rambam in Hilchus Schirus, I'm sorry. Well, you can't tell by the Talmud because it could be a regular Chiyuv Achrayas, but the litmus test is Karka. Because Karka is Mufka from regular Chiyuv Shmira. It's Chayav when it comes to Pshia, it's a Pshia that is Mazik. Guess what? This is so. The Pshia mitam Mazik and pertains to Chomet is found explicitly. Beferish. Beferish. Where is it found, Beferish? Not in the Rambam Kamos, I can tell you. Where is it found, Beferish? It's found in the Me'iri. Is the Me'iri? One of these is the Me'iri? Thank you. It's found in the Me'iri. The Me'iri here in our daf says that here, quote, Shebishmira Schinim Vadai Potter Shechiyuv Pshia Ke'ein Hezekli Beferish Pshia Midin Mazik. And sure enough, the footnotes, sure enough, you could have predicted this one. Who's the footnotes over here? Rabbi Klein, in the bottom. Kefishidus Arambam, Michal Sirius Perek Bez Alocha Gimel. Okay. Umashra Midivi Rabbein, was the rest of the Meiri. Shemeforesh Kache Gamasha Posuk Arambam, Kan, Michal Schama Sumatza, Perek Dalit, Halocha Gimel. The Chayav Levoyer Rak Bachrayas Dikneva Baveda. So the Rambam is Lashitoso. The Rambam who says that she is Mitamazik also holds that in order to be Chayav Bishon Bayro Bayimotze, you must have accepted an Achrayas of at least Dikneva Baveda. Because she is not called Achrayas. If I'm a Shamachina and I am watching a tape recorder, okay? And I'm watching the tape recorder. So what do I do with it? Well, I take it and then I leave it overnight outside in the street. And sure enough, the next morning it's not there. So you say, what? You are... You accept the responsibility. Right, the responsibility. I'm an irresponsible. Others say it's much worse than irresponsibility. I'm a mazik. If I took the tape and I smash it to smithereens, that would certainly be a bit of mazik. You leave it out in the street, especially in Washington Heights, in the middle of the whole night long. So I mean, it's like you broke it. Not the same exactly. It's not called a kabbalah sacharias. If I locked it inside and it got stolen, What could I do? Or it got lost, thing beyond my control. It really wasn't my fault so much, it got lost. Or it broke by some act of God and a flood came and took it away, whatever it may be. So then that's why I have to take, I accept the responsibility. But if I left it in the street overnight, it's like I broke it. That's not called achrayus. It's not like an achrayus in the chai of you in Bayro Bayimotze. If I take bread and paste, I'll pay for it if I'm negligent. So, since negligence is tantamount to breaking something, it's not considered mine. I just really accept the responsibility. Just that if I leave it out there, it's if I broke it in my hands. So whatever I break in my hands, I have to pay for it. If I break the window in my hands, not mine at all, I still have to pay for it. The fact I have to break, if I break that window right over your head, I have to pay for it. It doesn't prove the window was mine. So I have to pay for the table cloth. If I leave it out in the street, it doesn't prove that the table cloth is mine either. But I have to pay for it, even though I locked the doors. That's an indication that it's mine, to some extent. That's the pshat in the Rambam Lishitosa. There's a footnote on the Meiri, says over here, footnote 201. These the same footnotes in my version of the Meiri, the Gemara Shlem, the same exact Makuda. That's the Meiri that the Rambam sheet. Fine. The Baal Halachas Gedolos says no. Even the Shavachinim is over the Vayiro, the Vayimot. Very possible that the Baal Halachas Gedolos would argue on their Rambam not only the Chuschava to Mateh, but also where else? In the Chuschiris, in the Chuschomer. Maybe they don't know. Obviously, that's called a achrayis, not considered to be nidmazik. You'd be partnered by kach. That's the most we should have hold, as a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken. What's taka de pshata in the third sheet? The third sheet, an amazing, amazing sheet, is the Tosis in Shavuos Daf Mem Daled, cited by the Bach, which in turn is cited in the Mount of Hemes, line 2. Who said that it's only an obligation only exists in the case of a shoel? What's the hesber hadavar? What's the difference between a shoel and a gnev vaveda and a sochos chayv and a gnev vaveda? They're both called achrayis. For those who remember from 2 years ago, we also had this discussion. Some say that shoel is conceptually and fundamentally different than all of the Shomer. All of the Shomer is Achrayis. The big deal Achrayis, so what? There's no better about Achrayis. A Shoel, you enjoy unlimited rights to use this object for the duration of the borrowing. That's called Kol Ano Shalom. The fact that you enjoy this opportunity to use the object, that makes it considered to be yours. And the proof is that your Chayev, even though it's completely beyond your control, that's not achrayus. I accept responsibility. The word responsibility implies at least a small amount of what we call fault or the fact that I didn't do everything I could have done, etc. But if I have to pay, even though I did the best job in the world watching it, I don't know what that means. I put it in a safe, and I, and then some bandits came along and they robbed them. They blew up the whole bank. They nuked it. Whatever they did. So what can I do? I did everything I possibly could to save it. See, I accepted achrayus. I have responsibility. No. So why must I pay? For the love of this, you know why I pay? Because it's my item. My item got lost. Of course, I have to pay. So why is it considered my item? It's considered if it's mamish and if it's mine. And therefore, if it gets lost, it's my loss. So the Tosfos and Shavuos holds that achrayis is insufficient to create a bayiro bayimotzi. It has to be, as the Gemara puts it over here in Pesachim Daf Hei Amud Beis, kidil chon dami. So you'll interpret the Pshat in the Gemara only if it's an onus. By the way, you'll ask Akash the two extreme opinions, the Bahag on one side and the toast and shoe on the other side. Shtei beferish in the Gemara, what? The ilu misbid, ilu migdiv, ilu misbid bishu seichel, which implies geneva aveda. The answer is, the pshia geneva onus continuum doesn't mean, as we learned in fifth grade, three completely different types of things which happen. You have pshia, they leave it overnight on the street. The geneva aveda means it gets stolen or lost. and unless we had some kind of a flood or earthquake. That is just true, but those are all paradigms, those are just examples. There could be a neighbor which is called Derech Pshia, how's that? Left my window open. Someone came and took it away. That's called Pshia, that's a Gnevah Derech Pshia. Or there could be a Gnevah Derech Ones. Again, I put it in a safe, and armed robbers came in and they held up the teller and they took it away. That's called Ones, the Gnevah will be Ones. So that's how the Gemara's expression would fit into all the three sheets. Fine. So far, so good. You have a question, have a good time. Yes? Correct. Yeah, that's called Achrayis. Yeah. Yes? How do you borrow?
You get
you watching.
I'm
a showman. Oh. Very simple. How are you show conscious? That's not called bar, it's called lending. That's a lover, it's not called a shoal. How are you shoal chavetz? Well, first of all, I'll answer you on a simple level. Don't have to be shoal chavetz. You just accept that Achrayis like a shoal. Master shoal mechinam, liyas kashoal. The mishnah in Baba Metzia. So you accept that level of responsibility. Could there be a case of a shoal on food, on chavetz? Yes. No, different case. I want to show what a glitzy guy I am. How much schnapps I have. So I put all my schnapps on display. No one's gonna use them. I'm sorry, this one is, I can't open it. My corkscrew is not, I can't go. It's a show off, moving it around, you know. It's fine, you can find a wacky case. Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, I never learned about the case. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
And you
don't know about the case, so it doesn't matter, repeat it. Learn about the case and come back, okay? Okay, right. We're learning some of that.
You asked the question, what type of Christ requires
right.
To order by Rabbi Watson?
Right.
Any appreciation?
I repeat, learn Baba Metzia and come back. You have to know what these terms mean, what a Shavachina means.
I know Shavachina means all those things.
So you learn Baba Metzia.
I learned it somewhere else, that's beside the point. You work with the Rabbam, the Hag, and the Tosafot.
Yeah.
Like, what has to relate to your question about what type of Christ requires?
I gave three answers to my question. Yeah, you just said the Bahag, the Rambam,
the
Tosfos.
The name that I understand.
Bahag said Shomachina, the Rambam said Shomachina, and Tosfos said Shomachina. Okay, let's go back. Now we come to a much more important, from the perspective of, how should I say it, even on a Lamaisa level, on a Lumdisha level, another thing in the Rambam. Very interesting Rambam, which is based on the Gemara. An hour ago, we learned the Hamid base. What happens if I am put into a situation where I am going to be held responsible even though I never accept the responsibility? I just was just de facto, if something gets lost, it's going to come out of my hide. De facto. But I never accept the official responsibility. Is that a circumstance which would cause a bayra by a mate or not? The Rambam says yes. The Rambam says there's this mafia guy. He's very strong. Not Elam. Elam usually means someone who can't speak. We usually pronounce it Alam. Gavra Alma. Very strong man. Standing over me and he's saying, you know, you better or else, you know. So is there a Tz'chiyah of Bayo or not? So the Rambam says yes, he based it in Al Gemara. What's the Gemara say? Be'iru chamira d'bnei chela mi'bataychu keiman d'ilu migna v'ilu mispid v'ishu saichukoi u'be'isiu l'shlume. Says the Rambam, these poor innocent people, they never accept responsibility for this flour, for this bread. The soldiers came in and said, here's flour, baked bread, and I'm living and warning you, if you don't give us the bread or the flour, we're going to take the money away. And I'm faint-hearted. I can't tell the guy, jump in the lake. Right? I'm forced by the power of his gun to to go along with his terms. I never really accepted it. And yet, by all my lots anyway. So write the Rambam.
One second.
So write the Rambam. Now, this presumes that these soldiers are a bunch of renegades who are roaming the countryside and doing what they're doing without authorization from the fundamental authority. Many poskim say the Rambam is completely wrong. The only time that there exists this measure of responsibility with respect to Bar Ovei Motzei is where the person has to pay out pidin. I b'nei chela. So they say, no, there's an official government-sponsored army, and as long as the government stands, and the government is an accepted government, then, you know, al pi chukei hamedina, dina de malchusa, you're required to do that which the government says, including help cooking for the soldiers and paying if the food gets lost. That's all part of chukei hamalchus. That's some kind of, and that's why you'd be chayev, because it's, you did accept responsibility. How so? By being a citizen of that country, so you are bound by its laws. You may say that that's fair. So revolt. That's what the Americans did against the British. That was one of the main bones of contention, if I recall my American history, right? They quartered soldiers, right? They were quartering of the soldiers in the American homes. And they tried to make a kugel. So the women started the revolution. I don't want this guy around my house. Yes? The fact that the Rambam Paskins, that a de facto responsibility, even though it's not lawful, generates Balyaro. Where did he get it from? I'm not making up dinim out of nowhere.
Oh, he said there was unlawful.
So the poskim say, where did he get it from? This Gemara. He understood this Gemara. So it was guys who were not authorized by the central authority. They just set up shop in somebody's house. And here's flour. Make me bread. And I'm warning you. Don't give me the bread. Boom. That's correct. It was officially stopped by the government. Whatever that means. That's the machlokas of Rishon. It all goes back to this Gemara. Who are the other Rishonim? Yeah, many others, as a matter of fact. Okay, 1 second. But you see, to answer your question, I have to turn the page to the Rush. So let's turn the page to the Rush, okay? Well, no. So I resisted turning the page, but okay, once we gave me a heads up. Yeah. Yes, Omri. It's on the second column. The third of the way down. But a chest, the end of the line. Yes, Omri, the doctor, Shom, and Sotho. Chayev v'gnevev aveda, aval shomachinim lo v'day kinon milish le'il migdiv al misbid. Chay kosev ri, as we said before, hu baha kosev afil shomachinim nami hu migdiv al misbid of shir kamar which is the boil of emel v'yisul l'shlumit svetzvach l'ayam of migdiv al misbid. That's what we learned until now. Of course, the Bach owes Dalit because the Tosis in Psochim Ain't a kayev that Levire Elam can keep a little Achrayas Onsin. That was an actual show, but you accept that Achrayas Onsin, the equivalent of show. Fine. Fight it back to the Rush. Varambam, Perak Dalit, Alokh of Dalit Kosa. Shimanokwi Alam, the Kofeo the Shale, Afa Pishal Kiba Lav Achrayas Kidney Day, Dami Vasa. Where do you get it from? From our Gemara. It's Korban Asanal test. Lomar, the Rambam Perek Dalet Tzvila the Hadama Rabbi Biyur B'Chamir B'nei Chela Kevin the Mikdav Amitzvah B'Yisol Shlumin Tashlumin Elu Hayu Shalom and Adin Ela Ba'Ones V'Yafal Pike Nikra Chomet Shalahem Abel Hari U'Bahag Tzvilu This Shazeh Achrayis Midin U'Michok Hamalchus Shehoya Aleihem Lefarnes Anshei Achayel Say you show me. Yeah, look, we protect you and you feed us. That was the symbiotic relationship which the government imposed. And therefore it's considered al pi ikar hadin. That's what he says. And the Ravid and Rambam says exactly the same thing. Exactly the same thing. The Vilna Gaon likes the Rambam. He likes the Rambam. Again, let's repeat. What did the Rambam say? And even though the obligation only de facto, not de jure.
My lawyers wake up.
Still, it's enough to obligate the guy and buy a rabbi. You know what the Gaon's right is? Is what? Don't you know basics? Ki yiten isha re'ehu kesef okelim lishmor. What word? No. Exactly. Ki yiten isha re'ehu. What does Moshe say in many places? Re'ehu below what? Below hefdesh. Below nachri. Says the God, what kind of de jure over here? There's no obligation of shmir when it comes to the relationship between a Jew and a non-Jew. You don't have the same obligation. So therefore, it must be what? It must be de facto. It must be de facto. Okay. There are two types of obligations. One is a factual obligation that in fact I'm going to be required to pay, and one is a legal obligation that I by statute, by law, I'm required to pay. There could be a case where by law I'm not required to pay, but you know, the guy's a thug and I'm just going to have to pay him. So that's payment in fact, even though it's not by law.
In fact, by law.
Shh, talking English, right? So the Vilna Gaon says, you can't tell me the obligation is an obligation by law. By law, there's no obligation to come between Jew and non-Jew. There must be an obligation. In fact, this is exactly the Shinas HaRambam. That's the Vilna Gaon's raya that he brings in Simon Tuf Mem, Siv Katan Hay.
Yes.
That's right. There's no obligation of Shemir between Jew and non-Jew. That's what the Vilna Gaon says. Now, with this, he answers the kash of the Rosh. Simen Vav. Tana Ravana, yes sir. Sure. The Shaila is the obligation which the Jew has on the Chometz, which he's watching, which belongs to the guy. Is that a legal obligation or is that even a factual obligation? So the guy has to be a factual because there is no legal obligation. Well, by definition, the only possible obligation is a factual one. There is no legal obligation when it comes to going. What's your major?
Baruch Hashem.
Legal means that according to the law, if he has the pre-law or the lawyers that we have here in this room, they'll tell you, yes, by law you must pay. A factual obligation means is by law you need not pay.
It's not worth your life.
But in fact, you're going to have to pay. You know?
It's not worth your life not to pay.
That's right. You just have to pay. That's all. Bottom line. You can't help it. It's not a legally required payment. Okay. Look at the Rosh Shimon Vav. Tana Rabbanan. Nachri shenichnas l'chatzah Yisrael v'nibatzik b'yado ein zogel levar. Hifkido etzlo. Zakuk Levar. If the guy is masking with him, you have to burn it. Says the Rosh, Mikan Raya, the Shomechinam Chayim Levar, like the Bahad. Why? The Stam Pikodon Shomechinamu. The word Hamafkin, the general terms in Shas, Hamafkin Pikodon means a Shomechinam. That's a Gevaldige Raya. So what will the Rambam do? What will they do? Says the Vilna Gaon, no! They say, Rosh, your raya is absolutely no raya. Why? What do you mean? A shomer. A shomer from a goy and mufka from the parish of Shmira, right? Ehu below Nachri. There is no such obligation. It must be referring to a case, Hifkido Etlo, of what the Rambam called a Nachri Allah, a powerful non-Jew who can in effect force payment and enforce payment. That's what it's talking about. On the contrary, we don't understand the Rosh if the Gro. Didn't the Rosh know that ain't Shmuel and Nachri? That's an interesting shaila. Oh. So the Gro turned the tables. Halacha l'maisa, and this machlokes how do we paskin? The Mechaber says, like the Rambam, v'yesh cholkin. Very often, Rabbi Yosef Karo in the Shulchan Aruch didn't want to take an absolute stand one way or the other. He says, quotes one opinion and some disagree. Usually though, if he says one opinion and some disagree, the first opinion is what we call the quote, main opinion. Main opinion is the Rambam and Yesh Cholkin. That's the Ravid and the Bahag and the Re disagree. Yeah. Right. What's the Ryan Sin about? He can't ride the Shamachinim, Kalavoyah, the Stam, Pikod, Shamachinim. Right? The Irish Pikod is the Shamachinim. So what does that mean? Mr. Jones gives me his sandwich to watch. Some Shamachinim. It's never have to be some Shamachinim. And if I'm for share, I'll have to pay. So I'm over by Rabbi Yamad. He asks to grow. What do you mean I'm a Shamachinim? Only if one Jew gives another, is there an obligation to the parish of Shmir? Here the guy, Mr. Jones, gave it to me, not another Jew. So I'm the clock puff in parish of Shmir. LMI. So why is there an aver by all by a mate? Because de facto I have to pay. The guy doesn't care what it says in the Holy Torah that it's no sin of Shmir. Go take me to court, and the court don't have to pay. And that de facto obligation will in fact cause a by all by a mate. That's a Gaval de Garaya. So he turns the tables in the Rosh. Yeah? Okay. So now, we come to a very serious problem, Lamaisa. Serious. This is a very serious issue. Picture the following scenario, Rabbi Osai. A guy's chametz is in my house. Okay? Guy's chametz in my house. The guy's chametz. And the guy owes me. So the chametz is worth $1,000, and the guy owes me $1,000. If I will not produce the chametz with the guy, for whatever reason, the guy will say, Mr. Cohen, listen, I owe you $1,000, it's true. However, you have $1,000 of chametz belonging to me in your house. If you can't produce $1,000 worth of chametz for whatever reason, even if you have a good reason, a good excuse, an earthquake, nevertheless, I'm in fact not going to pay you the $1,000, which I owe you. I admit I owe you. Go sue me. And you know, you sue me, I'll get a lawyer and you won't be able to collect a penny. Picture it, just repeat the case. Not quite the case we have in the Gemara. In the case in the Gemara, I have $1,000 of chametz loan to a guy, and if I don't produce the chametz, the guy will take from my bank account $1,000. I will get it, Oil barged into my house, and I have, I don't know what, I have silver worth $1,000. Take it away.
I have $1,000, so I have this comment to my house.
Sorry?
I have the greatest comment to my house, but I owe $1,000.
I have the greatest comment to my house. The case of the Gemara. Let's go back to Gemara's case. I have $1,000 of the greatest comment to my house. Okay? Now the Makabalach writes. So it's Vichat. I say, I was the Makabalach writes. But the guy says to me, this is Jew, if you're taking back my Chumash, I'm going to get my $1,000. I know where your silver is, and I know where your money is, and I know everything, I know everything is. I'm just letting you know, it's going to come out of your financial belongings. I'm going to take it away. Even better position to, in effect, create responsibility upon me. It says as follows. I gave you that flour. I want you to make that bread. That flour, that bread is worth $1,000. Then he says, you know, Mr. Jew, that you're a professional money lender on the side. You know what you're going to do. You're a money lender. You lent me $1,000 last week. I want you to know, if you don't be that red with that flower, I'm not going to pay you $1,000. The new case, not found in shots. What do you say? Why is it any different? So there's our first answer. First response. David says, why is it any different? It's exactly the same thing. In effect, is what? The responsibility of the chametz. If the chametz gets lost, then I don't have to take $1,000 out of my pocket, give it to the guy, or give my cow to the guy, or give my silver to the guy, but he will simply reuse and won't pay back the money he owes me. So you were inside him, sir? The perspective of an accountant. Same thing. Sometimes you give me $1,000 the plus ledger, take away $1,000 in the black, you get $1,000 in the red, but however you balance your books. Bottom line, the same thing. If you are right, we are in big trouble. Big trouble.
There's no set terms on this
$1,000. Why are we in big trouble? Who can guess why we are in big trouble if David is right?
Stunts.
No. No, not doing stunts. What did you say? Oh, so finish up what?
Well, when we sell the comments to the guy, in essence, what we're doing is we sell the comments in our shows. And therefore, the guy is saying, okay,
Before he was saying, what's the, maybe not everyone appreciates what goes on when I sell the chametz to a man, we'll call the man his name John Brown. That's why I have a name. Really. When I sell chametz to John Brown, it works like this. John Brown buys from the people I represent $1 million of chametz, a lot of chametz. And he gives me, for every individual who I represent, it could be a penny.
and the remainder, which is a significant amount of money, you can well imagine, the remainder is an outstanding loan John Brown owes to all the people I represent, the non-payment of which shall in no way affect the sale. That's called the Zakif of the Milvah, Sure. So what happened? The Chometz now belongs to Mr. Brown, and Mr. Brown owes me, all the people I represent, a big sum of money. How much exactly? Well, you can quibble about it. John Brown has decided he wants to dispute the estimate that this case of whiskey worth $1,000. It's only worth $800. Okay, so there's going to be a dispute. They're going to court, the arbitrator's going to figure it out. Fine, no problem. What happens is John Brown comes in and says, give me my whiskey. Give me my cookies. Okay. Mr. Brown, hate to break the news to you. We had a fire here yesterday. We had a break-in yesterday. Some of those hoodlums and thugs took away the entire case of liquor. I'm very sorry, Mr. Brown. Mr. Brown, I'd be tempted to say, I'm sorry, Mr. Cohen. I feel bad about this break-in took place and my company was stolen from your house. And I'm aware, Mr. Cohen, according to the provisions of our contract, you bear no responsibility for this unfortunate event. And I really should be writing out a check for $1,000 for the money which I owe you. But, Mr. Cohen, I'm not going to do it. And therefore, the $1,000 loss is on you. Now, don't know what happened if my particular guest, Mr. John Brown, he might be the kind of guy who would pay the $1,000. That's the way he is. I mean, I don't know. I'd like to think that would be the case. But I'm not looking for any test cases to to try it out. But in Europe, anyway, it wasn't that way. The guy was not going to have the money, he wasn't going to pay the money, etc. So David is right. We are in Gahakdinsaurus. You know what that means?
Big trouble.
Big trouble. Why? Because we sell the chametz to a guy. In effect, what? I'm sorry to use the word again. De facto, right? The achrayus is on us, the Jew. And as such, over by your Monte. That is a disaster. So maybe you'll say, so even if we do have responsibility, we are still exempt by Rabbi Monte. As for the last line of Tosfos, Dibur Maskil, Yiche. We will discuss this, whether this is accepted by everybody or not, in a later shiur. Probably haven't even seen the Tosfos yet. But who has seen this Tosfos Yiche? Raise your hand. They're the same people. Okay, so there's some people a little, one unit behind, so just catch up, okay?